Today I'm going to say some Chidushei Torah from the Rav on Kriyas HaTorah. I thought it was appropriate. First of all, of course, the Rav's persona was Torah. And in anticipation of Shavuos coming, I thought it was appropriate. But before I do, I want to thank all those who involved, Aryeh and Rabbi Glasser, others involved from the YU side in terms of having this program. I want to thank the sponsors of the Rav's works, especially the Chumashim, Steve Newworth. I see Rabbi Jonah Kupiecki is here. There are others who are sponsors. I want to thank the staff at the OU, Simon Posner, who is here, and Rabbi Eli Krakowski. So all of them are very dedicated to this proposition, all of those who are Fakishif with the Rav, to put out his Chidushei Torah, that I think it's a legacy not only for us, but it's a legacy, which is OU Press, but for Klal Yisrael. So I'm going to begin with some of the Rav's Shurim on Kriyas HaTorah. The Gemara says in Megillah and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis that B'Sheni B'Chamishi B'Shabbos Mincha Korim Shlosh. We know that we call out three aliyahs to the Torah on those days. And the Gemara queries, Haini Shlosh Keneged Mi? Amav Ashi Keneged Torah Nevi'im L'Ksuvim. Rava Amar Keneged Kohanim Levi'im V'Yisraelim. So Rav Ashi says that it corresponds to Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So first, the Rav said, what does it mean, Keneged Torah Nevi'im L'Ksuvim? After all, reading the Torah, we're referring to Nevi'im, Yehoshua, Ksuvim, Tilim. So Rav said, no, what it means is that Torah itself has these three Kedushas, a tripartite Kedusha. Namely, Torah is Torah, Nevuas Moshe, and also it's Nevi'im. Moshe, the Adon, and Av HaNevi'im, his Nevuah is not inferior to any other Navi, and it's Kisri HaKodesh. So inherent within Torah is both Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. And then the other reason given, Rava says, is Keneged Kohanim, Levi'im, V'Yisraelim. So the Rav said, you see from here that when it says, we know that the Mar says in Gittin that we call up a Kohen for the first Aliyah. The Mar says it's based on the Pasuk, which we just learned in this week's past Pasha, Vikidashto. But it's not only Halacha because of to be Mechabit the Kohen. But you see that the Halacha of Kohen, calling a Kohen and then a Levi in Yisrael, that's part of the key of Kriyas HaTorah. And if you're not able to call a Kohen, so there's deficiency in the Kriya itself, because you see that the number of Aliyahs corresponds to Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. And the Rav Difa was very makbid about this. He would never let, which is done on occasion in shuls, if they have a yard site and they need an extra Aliyah, they'll ask the Kohen to leave. You know, or they'll say Bechilas Kohen, or they'll call, you know, a yard site, somebody else up. The Rav said that you should not do that, because from this Gemara it would seem that part of the key of Kriyas HaTorah requires Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. I just add to that what the Rav said is the Gemara says in Shabbos on Peiches, Brich Rachmona Diyohiv Urayin Tlisoi Torah Nevim Ksuvim La'am Tlisoi Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. Moshe Tlisoi Lebetan, Mirim Am Moshe. And the verse says, blessed is Hashem, that he gave a tripartite Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, to a nation that's composed of three components, Kohanim Levi'im Yisraelim, but given to Moshe, who was a third child of Yocheved, after Mirim, Aaron, and Moshe. So I think what the Gemara is saying, and adding to what the Rav said, is, in other words, we know when we read Kriyas HaTorah, it's not only that we're studying Torah. Of course it's that. But it's also, in small measure, a reenactment of Mamid Har Sinai, which we will, of course, commemorate in a few weeks on Shavuos. And that's most dramatically demonstrated by the opinion of the Maharam of Wittenberg, who was of the opinion that you should stand for Kriyas HaTorah. And the reason the Marami Rutenberg is because as Klal Yisrael stood at the foot of Sinai, so as we reenact Kriyas HaTorah, we should also stand. So, and Klal Yisrael was composed of Kohanim Levim Yisrael, and all of this is a reflection of Matan Torah. Now, when we read the Torah this Shavuos, as we do on all the Yom Tov, we'll read one of the Megillos. So in Shavuos, we're going to read Megillas Rus prior to Kriyas HaTorah. And we just did on Pesach, we read Shir HaShirim. and Sukkot will read Koheles. But the Rav, notice, why is it that we read, we're going to read Rus before Kriyas HaTorah? After all, we have a principle, Todesh Enu Todeh Todeh Kodem. That which is more frequent should come first. Kriyas HaTorah is more frequent, comes four times a week, to reading one of the Megillos. Why is it that we read the Torah, we read the Megillah before Kriyas HaTorah? So, I'm going to first tell you, I once spoke to Chaim Kinyevsky about this when I was in Eretz Yisrael, visited him. And he gave this answer. He didn't see the Maamar Mokum, but he said he thought that since Kriyas HaMegillah we hold is only a minig. So therefore, if it's only a minig, there's no halach of Todesh Enu Todeh relates to a minig. He didn't say it, but he was certainly referencing the Shah Gasari. The Shah Gasari was the opinion that tefillin comes before, when you put on talis and tefillin in the morning. So this machlok is which one you put on first. The general minig is that we put on our talis first because that's more todah than tefillin, because tefillin doesn't apply on Shabbos. But the Shah Gasari was of the opinion that you put the tefillin on before the talis, and he said that there's no halach, the Shah Gasari said, of todah she'enu todah, because the tzitzis, the talis, is not a dovah shebechova. Because if you're not wearing a beggar of Dalit Kanfas, so therefore you're not obligated to wear the talis, and therefore the Shah Gasari argued that the tefillin should come first. That, I'm sure, is what Rav Chaim Kinyevsky had in his mind when he said his chiddush. But I'm going to tell you what the Rav said. So the Rav answered like this. This is based on a Mishnah in Kol Kisrei in Shabbos. The Mishnah says, Kol Kisrei HaKodesh Matzin L'Som B'nei Hadleika Ben Shekom Ben, Ben She'en Kom Behen. That we save all Kisvi HaKodesh. And there's Machloik, what about Kom B'She'en Korim? And the Gemara says, Rashi, citing the Gemara, says, those that Ein Korim, what does it mean, Ein Korim Behen? So the Gemara says, so Rashi quotes that that's called Ksuvim. And why is it Ein Korim Behem? So Rashi quoting Rabbeinu Levi, which is really the Gemara Omid Beis, Kiktani Tam Mishum Bittel Beis HaMedrash. Demashchi Lavo, B'Shabbos HaYodosh and Drosh L'Balei Batim, She'os Zasuk Min Belocha Kol Yimos HaChol, U'Bitoch HaDrosh HaYomor Lehem, Hilchas Isa V'Heta V'Tov Lehem Lishmo Milikos B'Ksuvim. That we have to remember, in the time of Chazal, people worked all week, day and night, from dawn, but even before dawn, even before dawn, I feel like the Rav at the Yortzeit Shir. Always take a little bit. The Rav's was always ginger ale, but okay. So they worked day and night. The only time they really had an opportunity to have a Shir and Torah Shabbat Alper was on Shabbos. And therefore, on Shabbos, Chazal assured studying of Ksuvim, because Ksuvim was, so to speak, a light reading. It was something that was Moshe Chesalev, as Rashi says. They would study Tillim or other, the Megillus or whatever it was, and they wouldn't come to the Beis Medrash. So to make sure that they came to the Beis Medrash, they forbade the study of Ksuvim on Shabbos. So the Rav said, but at what point was it that Ksuvim, what's the time of the Beis Medrash? So the Rav said, it starts from the Kriyas HaTorah, because the Kriyas HaTorah Barabim, namely Kriyas HaTorah, that's what's Koveya, it establishes the schedule of the day that we begin with studying of Torah Shabbat Alper. So it's only with the Kriyas HaTorah that the Isa Ksuvim begins. And of course, the Megillos that we read are Ksuvim. So therefore, we read the Megillos before the Kriyas HaTorah, because the Kriyas HaTorah asks the study of Ksuvim. When is it that the Ksuvim, it's us to study Ksuvim? So the Rav quoted Tosfos in Shabbos. It's one of the Maamar Koimos in the, I don't have it in front, so I don't know which number it is, but Tosfos in Shabbos and Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph says, Tosfos quoting Rabbi Natam says, when the Gemara says there in Shabbos, it sounds like there was a Haftorah to Mincha. We don't have a Haftorah to Mincha. So Tosfos suggests, quoting Rabbi Natam, that they did have Haftorah, but the Haftorah was Haftorah of Ksuvim. V'tiris Rabbi Natam, the Novi Dehocha Hainu Ksuvim, Shemeftirim B'Ksuvim B'Shabbos B'Mincha K'Amaper Kol Kisvei. B'Nador, quoting the Gemara there in Shabbos, Sidru B'Ksuvim B'Mincha Sed Shabbat B'Megila Ayri B'Novi Mamash. So therefore, why it fell into disuse, I think it might have been, I think the Rav said that maybe in Tamar and other places they had a Haftorah reading in Ksuvim to the Mincha of Shabbos. But why do they read the Haftorah to Mincha? Because that demonstrated that the Isa Ksuvim had now gone off, and it was reinstituted the permissibility of studying Ksuvim by reading the Haftorah. So the question the Rav asked was this. We're familiar with the halacha that we don't, on shofar, megillah, lulav, we don't take them on Shabbos. And the Gemara gives one universal reason for that, and that is gzeira de rabba, shemivirenu dalet amos b'shusharam, lest the person inadvertently carry the shofar, in his enthusiasm, the shofar, the megillah, the lulav, to learn how to do it, and so on, to make the bracha, he might inadvertently carry it on Shabbos, and it would be mechal Shabbos. So therefore, they suspended these mitzvahs d'oraisa on Shabbos. The Yushami doesn't give this reason. The Yushami has a completely different reason why we don't do it on Shabbos. For each one, a different reason. According to the Yushami, shofar doesn't apply on Shabbos. It didn't d'oraisa, because it exists across the Zichron Trua, which you also read this past Shabbos. But for Megillah, the Yushami says, we don't read Ksuvim on Shabbos. When it falls on Purim, on our calendar, it can only fall on Yerushalayim. But if on Purim Shabbos we don't read the Megillah, the Yerushalmi says because of the Isa Ksuvim. So Rav was bothered. But according to this, why didn't they? We could have read the Megillah prior to Shabbos. Prior to Kriyas HaTorah. So why did they suspend the Megillah completely? So Rav said, there's a difference that the Chovas Hayom of Purim is Megillah. So it has to be that the entire day, you can't split the day. The day has to be a day susceptible to Kriyas Megillah. And therefore, since that is not possible, because part of the day there'll be Nisik Suvim, so therefore the Megillah can't be read on Shabbos, and it's read the day prior to Shabbos. So I just want to add one thing that the Rav said in a different context related to this, about this Yerushalmi. You know, the halacha is, the Gemara says that the beginning of Megillah, if you have Kriyas HaTorah, Talmud Torah, Kriyas Megillah or Talmud Torah, Kriyas Megillah takes precedence over Talmud Torah. So if Kriyas Megillah takes precedence over Talmud Torah, so why would, according to the Shami, did they suspend Kriyas Megillah on Shabbos because they won't go to the Beis Medrash? But we have a principle that Kriyas Megillah takes precedence over Talmud Torah, takes precedence over Kriyas HaMeis. So, because of Pirsumei Nisa. So why did they suspend it? So the Rav answered like this. He said like this. This was a theme in many of his drushes. That the study of Torah on Shabbos has a dual character. First of all, Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. But the halacha on Shabbos of Talmud Torah is because that's part of the kiyum of Shabboson. That's part of the kiyum asei of Shabbos. Chetzil Hashem v'chetzil Lachem, the Yushalmi applies it not only to the Yom Tovim, the Yushalmi applies it also to Shabbos. The Netziv wants to conclude from there, you see that there's Mitzvah Simcha on Shabbos. But the Rav said, no, it's not because the Yushalmi thinks there's Mitzvah Simcha on Shabbos. It's because this is how we fulfill the Asay of Shabbosim, through Talmud Torah. So therefore the Talmud Torah of Shabbos, which is Torah Shebi Alper, is different than the Talmud Torah all the time, and that Talmud Torah, because it's part of the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos, does not take precedence over the Talmud Torah of Shabbos does indeed take precedence over Kriyas and Megillah. And that's why they were so motivated also to make sure that people came to the Beis HaMedrash on Shabbos, not only for the practical utilitarian reason, because they didn't have time other times, but that was part of the Kiyum of Shabbos. So the next thing I wanted to speak about is the Minig. I don't have the thing in front of me, so let me just reference it. Number four, I cited Tshuvas HaRambam. The Rambam was asked, I'm not going to read through the entire Tshuva, but the Rambam was asked whether it's proper to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. Now, first of all, the Rambam in general, the Rambam Sheet, as opposed to the Maharam Rutenberg, who I cited before, the Rambam was of the opinion that one should sit for Kriyas HaTorah, bedavka sit. And that's, I presume that the Rambam's reason is because the Gemara tells us that Mishabesrim and Gamliel botla covered a Torah because they used to learn Torah before in the basement of standing, and afterwards, so that they can concentrate better, they learned Torah sitting. So the Ram thinks it should be done bedavka sitting. But the Ram, apparently the Rambam was asked about a city that they would sit for Kriyas Aseres HaTibros and would not permit people to stand. And the Ram was asked what his opinion about it was, and the Rambam in the strongest terms says that one is not permitted to stand for the Aseres HaTibros. And because, for obvious reasons, because there are those, especially the Christians, who said that the Aseres HaTibros is the only part that's valid, or that the Aseres HaTibros is more significant than the rest of the Torah. And so as not to give this false premise, idea, so the Rambam insisted that you have to sit for Kriyas HaTorah. So the question is, but in all kehillas nowadays, people stand for the Aseres HaTibros. How do they so demonstratively ignore this Tshuvas HaRambam? So the Rav answered like this. He said, you know that the Kriyas HaTorah, when we read the Aseres HaTibros, there are two ways that it can be read, two different kinds of Torah. One is called Tam Elyon, and the other is Tam Tachton. The difference between Tam Tachton and Tam Elyon is that the Tam Tachton breaks the Kriya into units of Psukim. The basic unit of Torah Shebiksav is Posuk, and that's Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, called Posuk Dolo Posuk Moshe Anan Lo Paskinun. You're not allowed to cite a half a Posuk. So that's the unit of Torah Shebiksav. However, the section of the Aseres HaTibros is broken up also in Tam Elyon, and it's not just a different nigun. The difference in Tam Elyon is because it breaks the kriya of the Aseres HaTibros not into psukim, but into dibros. For example, the one pasuk has three dibros. The dibro of Shabbos is a combination of many psukim, so that'll be combined into one unit through the Tam Elyon. Right, lo signal, lo sirchach, and so on. That's broken up, because, even though it's all one pasuk in Tam Elyon, into three different units. So the Rav said like this: the Rambam undoubtedly read his Kriyas HaTorah was only b'tam tachton. However, our minig is that we read the Kriyas HaTorah b'tam Elyon. It's interesting. What's the difference between Tam Elyon? Therefore, because when we read it b'tam Elyon, we're reading it, breaking it up into dibros. Again, coming back to what I mentioned before, and therefore we're reading it as reenacting Har Sinai, which was therefore was dibros. However, if you read it b'tam tachton, then it's the rest, like the rest of the Torah. It's b'tos as kisvi hakodesh. It's read as psukim. Then you have no right, the Rav said, to give precedence to the Aseres HaTibros to anything else. But that we stand for the Aseres HaTibros is because we read it b'tam elyon. So we understand it's not because this is somehow theologically more important or more authoritative than the rest of the Torah. It's because we're reenacting Har Sinai, and at Har Sinai we stood for the Aseres HaTibros. It's interesting, the Rav said, you know, many shuls have a minig that when they read the Torah on Shabbos, Yisro and Veschanan, they read it. Some have, I think the more prevalent minhag is that even then we read it b'tam elyon, right? Some, that's the prevalent minhag. But some have the minhag that they read it on Yisro and Veschanan b'tam tachton. And when they read it on Shavuos, they read it for Tam Elyon. And according to what the Rav said, the logic is understandable. Because when we're reading it as part of the Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, Yisroel Beschanan, it's because Tam HaTorah. So therefore the unit is Pasuk. And we read it Tam Tachton. But when we read it on Shavuos, the day, you know, it's Man Matan Torasenu, we read it Patam Elyon to reenact Mamed HaSinai, right? And as you would have expected, Reb Chaim, the Rav said, in his base medrash, always read it Patam Tachton. He never read it Patam Elyon. Okay. Just mention the Rav had his minig was, there were different opinions in the Machlokes Tanoim, the Mishnah, but when he would get an aliyah, he would open the Sefer Torah and keep it open. The Machlokes Tanoim, where the Mar says, according to some, you close it, so they shouldn't say that the brachas were written in the Torah. But to obviate that, what the Rav would do is he would look to the side, but he was very makbid, he said, that the oiler himself should open it. Not as it's usually done, that the Baal Koyre opens it for him, because he said the Mechayev is the Psicha, and that's based on the Pasuk in Nehemiah that says that Ezra, when he found the Torah, which had been forgotten, and he began to teach it to the Torah, the first institution of Kriyas HaTorah, the one who expanded Kriyas HaTorah was Ezra. It says Vayiftach, that Ezra himself opened up the... opened, you know, the pasuk mentions that he opened the Torah. Just I want to just follow up. If we look in the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam, which I cite, this is number 6. It says, if you look in the Rambam, called Echad ve'Echad min HaKorim. Poseach Sefer Torah, so that's the Rambam's emphasized Poseach. The Rav said once, I heard from him, you know, in the Medrash, it'll say Posach, in the Medrash, it'll tell you Posach with Vashi, and he said this and this, Posach. So we always interpret that it means that he began to speak. So I said, no, it means literally, because that Torah Shemiksav is not supposed to be said B'al Peh. So it says Pasuk means that he opened the Megillah, he opened up the Sefer to read. So, but you see here also, the Ram says, emphasize Pasuk Sefer Torah, Umabit l'makom shukorebo, v'acha kach omer bochu es Hashem hamvorach, v'chol ha'an onim boruch Hashem hamvorach la'olam vo'ed, v'chozum mevorach bochat Hashem hakim l'cholam asher bochu ben mekol amim, and everybody answers Amen. And here the Rambam emits the saying Amen. So why is that? So the Rav suggested that the reason is this. Because, as I mentioned, you know, the model for Kriyas HaTorah is the institution of Ezra, which is in Sefer Nehemiah. Vayiftach Ezra ha-Sefer, le'enei kol ha'am, and so on. V'yivorach Ezra es Hashem ha'lokim ha'godol, v'yanu kol ha'am, amen, amen, b'mal yadehem. That the people answered amen, amen. Rashi says, by the way, just interpreting it, Rashi says, b'ma'aliyah b'nesiyas yadeim shenosu kapem l'mala l'hodesh l'kadosh bochu. So, in other words, they all raised their hands. This is something you don't find generally when we say amen, because the Rav said, this is special kiyum. In general, there's a locha that one has to answer amen to every bracha that one hears. However, by Kriyas HaTorah, you're not yotze the Kriyas HaTorah unless you hear the bracha that precedes the Kriyas HaTorah. And the bochu and the bracha are what transform the Kriyas HaTorah into a Dovah Shebikdusha. That's why we require a minyan. It's included in the Mishnah that lists all the things that require a minyan. So this the Amen of Kriyas HaTorah, I'm saying this also relating back to the Shir that Rabbi Shechter mentioned for Soloveitchik about benching, that also the Rambam emphasizes the Amen, because it's a Kim B'chabura. It's not just based on Shemaya Ka'ona. So therefore, on this bracha, and this is based on the Pasuk Nehemiah, we're obligated to answer Amen, and if one didn't answer Amen, they're not Yotzei the Kriyas HaTorah, if the bracha didn't relate to them. The Rav, I think, I once heard from the Rav, he said that he once came, he was with Revelville, it must have been in Brisk, as a child, or as a young person, and they went to we're going to speak about it in a second, but the Reb Chaim was very, very makbid about Kriyas HaTorah, very, very lenient about Tefillah B'Tzibah. But they went to hear the Kriyas HaTorah, and they came in right after the Bochu, right after the first Bochu, right as about to read and they revel, said, we're not Yotzei Kriyas HaTorah. They went to go to another minyan, because not just you lost the Bochu, the whole kim of Kriyas HaTorah is dependent on that. So there you have to answer Amen. The Bochu afterwards is a bracha afterwards. So the Ram, of course you have to answer Amen, but that the Ram has in Hilchas Brachas in general, that one answers Amen to a bracha. Now, I mentioned that the Rav used to say from Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim was very, very insistent that Kriyas HaTorah, that Kriyas HaTorah was a Choves Yochid. Of course, it can only be implemented B'Tzibah, with a minion. But there's an individual obligation on every person. It's not just a Choves Tzibah, that if you have to find yourself in shul, that's what they read. But that was an obligation of the Yochid to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So Reb Chaim would he'd get off a train, go into a little shtetl if he didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, to put together a minion. I remember, I think I heard once the Rav told the story that he once came to a little shul. He was trying to get a minion together, tell these kind of stories about the Vilna Gaon when he was on Golis, trying to get a minion once for Kriyas HaMegillah. Anyhow, he finally conjured together a minion of 10. He asked, does anybody here know how to lane, how to read the Torah? One old man raised his hand. He opens up the Torah and says, oh, das ist underkudos. Whether that story is apocryphal or not, but anyhow, I seem to remember that. But anyhow, Chaim, Kriyas HaTorah for Chaim was, and the Briskers in Eretz Yisrael, they're not so makbid about the, because they thought that Tefillah B'Tzuvah is only a Chovetz Tzibur, right? But Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovetz Yochid. So the Rav told this story. He said that his other grandfather, Rav Eli Prushner, who was, the Rav tells stories about, he knew Kol HaTorah Kula by heart. I remember the Rav said once, he said he remembers, he was once with his grandfather, Reb Eli Prushner, Reb Eliyahu Feinstein, who was a great goyin. He was actually, he was Reb Moshe Feinstein's uncle, that the Rav and Reb Moshe, the Rav and Reb Moshe were cousins. The Rav's mother and Reb Moshe Feinstein were first cousins. So anyhow, he said he remembered once that he was with him and the lights went out, or the candle, whatever, so he was reading by the candle, and he said he just continued to read the Gemara B'al Peh. But he told his grandson, his young Reb Yeshaber, he said, ich verstehe nicht andere Seite. I don't understand your other grandfather, namely Reb Chaim. Tefillah B'Tzibah, er macht Sache weg im Ganzen. And he says, but Tefillah B'Tzibah is in Ganzen andere Tefillah. It's a different kind of Tefillah. But Kriyas HaTorah, he goes meshug about, That is a Chovetz Yochid. Aber ich habe gewissen am Mefurische Ramban. I showed him an explicit Ramban that the Ramban says, from the Ramban it's clear that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovetz Tzibur, not as Reb Chaim claims a Chovetz Yochid. But was kann man tun mit einer Seite? What can I do with the other grandfather? Mit sein eisene Ivra, with his iron language, noch dem was hat gelernt der Ramban, the Ramban hat gehalten, wer er halt. After he read the Ramban held like him, that was a, Eli Prushner said, "Ob ich bin von den Jiden vor Matan Torah. I'm one of the Jews before Matan Torah." And he meant to say, before Reb Chaim's new revolutionary derech. So the Rav said, "What?" So the Rav said he finally found the Ramban that his grandfather Eli Prushner was referencing. And the Ramban is Ramban in Megillah, that the Balamor Ers and the Rif. The Rif is the opinion that we paskin that Kriyas HaMegillah, Shalob is mana, if you didn't if it's not, it's in the days, we don't have it nowadays, but if you're reading it on the Yom HaKnisa, requires asara. You have to have a minyan for it. So the Balamor disagrees. He says, if that's true, it should have been referenced in the Mishnah, in Megillah, that lists all the things that require asara. It should have said that Kriyas HaMegillah requires asara. So the Ramban gives a wonderful answer. The Ramban says, no, Kriyas HaMegillah is not mentioned because Kriyas HaMegillah is not a Chovas Tzibur. Kriyas HaMegillah is a Chovas Yochid. Just the implementation, because of Pirsum Enisa, requires Asara. That's the Ramban's answer. Wonderful answer. But which has a lot of consequences, because according to the Ramban, you see that Kriyas HaMegillah, the mile of Asara is not because of Chovas Tzibur. There could be a nafkamina for whether Noshim are included. If you need a Asara, if you want to have 10 for Kriyas HaMegillah, can women be counted towards it? If it's a Chovas Tzibur, women don't count for the Tzibur. But if it's 10 because of Pirsum Enisa, they would be counted. And it could be nafkamina, another nafkamina, so that Rav Zevin talks about this. What would, not Rav Zevin, Rav Sternbach, Maodim, he has a discussion about what of, let's say you want to have asara for Kriyas HaMegillah, which you would want to have. Right? What if you have 10 people reading the Megillah, all 10 reading to, so the Chazon Ish says that that's okay. And the Biskurov says it's not okay, because if it's a Chovas Tzibur, it has to be one being motzi others. But that depends on this issue with the Ramban. Because if it's a Chovas Tzibur, Kriyas HaMegillah, so then you should have one being motzi everybody else. If it's a Chovas Yochid, just for the Pirsum Enisa, so then one can clear about this Chazon Ish. But anyhow, Rav Chaim was very, very makbid about this. And the Rav, following Rav Chaim's lead, in his early, before his wife died, he would travel to Boston. He didn't, and sometimes he'd have to leave Boston early. He wasn't so makbid about whether he had a minion, like the Briskers now in Eretz Yisrael. But when he'd come to YU, he'd garner together, a tzibur, tent to hear Kriyas HaTorah. And then he'd be makbid to say a Kaddish afterwards, but he'd say a complete Kaddish because, he had a Rashi and Sefer Pardes that required a complete Kaddish. As a matter of fact, I once heard, I'm trying to remember who told me this, but I think they called him Moshe Shmuel, that, Moshe Shmuel Shapira said that Moshe Shmuel was the Rosh Yeshiva in Be'er Yaakov, and he was an Einikel of Rav Chaim, so he was a cousin to the Biskurov, right? Even though he was younger than the Rav, but because he was a grandson of the Netziv, right? He was a grandson of Rafal Shapira. But anyhow, he said that Chaim once in Valozhin, as usual, didn't go to Kriyat, he missed Tefillah B'Tzibur, but he was trying to put together a minyan, and he had nine, and he lived in the same house, one on top of the other, with his shver, Rebbe Fol Shapira, and he wanted to get Rebbe Fol Shapira to come to be mashlim for the minyan for Asara, and Rebbe Fol refused. He said, "Chovas Tzibur, I'm not going for Chaim's Meshugasim," and he wouldn't come to be mashlim. That's the end. So I think Rebbe Moshe Shmuel said, he said that Moshe doesn't give an ena from the machlekes in Valozhin and Brisk. This is one of the disputes between Valozhin and Brisk. I think my time is up. I mean, there's a lot to talk about Kriyas HaTorah. There was one of the Rav's themes that he very, very much enjoyed speaking about. But, the Rav said, quoting the Gemara in Sota, the Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu died, a baskol came out that could be heard from all the 12 mil of Machne Yisrael. Meis Moshe Rabbeinu, Safa Rabba de Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu has passed away, the great scribe of Israel. So it says, what does it mean that he was the great scribe of Israel? Does it mean that he wrote 12 Sifrei Torah, or 13, that he gave to each of the Shvatim, and one that he put, the Sefer Azara, that he put in the Oren HaKodesh, in the Oren, there are Sofrim have written more than those number of Sifrei Torah. He said what the baskol meant to say, Moshe Rabbeinu was the great scribe of Israel, not because he wrote the Torah on parchment, because he wrote it on the minds and hearts of Klal Yisrael for all generations. And the Rav was the Safer Rabbi Yisrael, because he wrote the Torah with his astounding genius and eloquence and integrity and religious enthusiasm. He wrote it on the souls of the Jewish people forever. Meis Yosheber Safer Rabbi Yisrael.